Consider this scenario. A husband that obsesses over online models, or spends hours interacting with fan-based platforms that draws in millions of views by promoting scantily dressed young adult models. However, when his wife gains a few pounds, he has been so influenced by online models that he now begins struggling with finding her attractive. Furthermore, later when his wife experiences significantly more weight gain, he begins to neglect her entirely in the bedroom. And then he subjects her to negative comments about her body because he has now been heavily influenced by social media and now only desires the perfect physique. Tragically, this has resulted in his wife feeling completely unattractive, for which has caused them to intentionally avoid intimacy altogether. Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. In today's modern digital world, both men and women are influenced by social media and fan-based digital platforms. There is a real impact of social media and fan-based digital platforms on body image expectations that often develops into unrealistic expectations regarding body image for married couples, even Christian married couples. Even more concerning is how these platforms shape their perceptions of a spouse's physical appearance in the bedroom. Yet, why? Why does body image affect the marriage of two people that have professed their love for one another, even a Christian couple? This is mainly because of man's sinful nature. The sin nature that corrupts mankind's perceptions of his image has originated from the fall of Adam. Also, when sin infected humanity through Adam, one of the many side effects it has given mankind is a mind of carnality. For an example, let's refer to Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Therefore, because of the carnal mind, for which is vain, prideful, and very often delusional, so henceforth, a carnal-minded man or woman may be become unattractive over a long, or even a short time period, to their spouse's physical appearance, especially if they are being influenced by social media. What's even more tragic is because of the false perceptions of body image that social media can drive into the minds of members of today's society. A carnal-minded married person can even become uninterested in sex with their spouse because of their perception of their own body image, believing their husband or wife is no longer interested in them because of weight gain, growing older, or any other psychological matters that affect their perception of their physical makeup. However, as a contrast to fallen man's carnal mind, the men and women that are in Christ possess a renewed mind. This statement is confirmed by what the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the Ephesians, "To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22-24. Therefore, the Christian man or woman has to reject the misleading perceptions of their own carnal mind's expectations and the false expectations set in social media. Thus, the key to a more positive perception of body image, of your spouse, or even yourself, is the rejection of your past negative mental attitudes concerning body image, and therefore, embrace the mental attitudes concerning body image that are in alignment with your new life in Christ Jesus. Write this down. As a practical spiritual exercise before prayer, seek out Bible verses that are related to changing the negative perceptions about body image in your mind. Learn to develop a new mental self-perception based upon Scripture and your life in Christ. Or, in other words, for a modern audience, let God's Word influence you socially. Let the Holy Scripture be your medium in regards to body image. So, in contrast to letting social media influencers manipulate your thoughts about body image, let your thoughts be shaped by the Bible. If this podcast episode has resonated with you, then please share it with a friend. Thanks for listening.